Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, here in the home office, and you are listening to the Raiders Fan Radio Podcast, taking that lighter journey into the dark side with Murph, Swag Jeff, and Michelle. She's got great hair. It's a little pink, it's a little purple, whatever it is. I'll tell you what, if I could grow it, I would sign up for that color today. So listen to her and the entire crew as they give you all the information on the Raiders on the podcast that benefits the One Nation Foundation. It's a great cause. It's a great pod. Tune in. Turn it up. Here it comes. All that Raiders info and takes coming at you right now.
Jackpot, baby. Raiders Fan Radio.
Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever. You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders Fan Radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go! Miss you, we love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted Villapiano at the 50, high running down, Oakland football, and I think Oakland victory.
The Raiders have scored on the most dreamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win. I think this team can win.
You are listening live to Raiders Fan Radio. Take it away, guys.
Why, thank you, Brett Musburger. Thank you so much for joining us tonight live here at Raiders Fan Radio, coming to you from Murph's Fan Cave, where we are doing what we call a podcast selfie. And so we appreciate those of you that are in the chat room tonight. There's already a bunch of you, and we appreciate you joining, or I appreciate you joining me live here for Raiders Fan Radio. My wife is out of town, the lovely Valerie, vibrator as she is in the chat. She's out of town this weekend. It's just me and the dogs. We had so many amazing phone calls come in this week that I'm like, well, heck, let's just go ahead and knock out an episode of Raiders Fan Radio. Like, let's go ahead and do a selfie, and because it's going to be more of you and less of me, which is a great thing. Thank you to everybody that is joining us live tonight. Appreciate Jordan Ford is in there. Martin Miller is in there. Michelle, of course, is in there. Leo is in there. Rafa's in there. What's up? We're going to hear from Rafa in a minute. Inebriation, that's our good buddy Chuck Splatterhead McCann. We're going to hear from him later tonight. Paul is in there. Appreciate Paul. Raider 27, we're going to hear from him tonight. We got so many great calls that came in. Tide Raider, another one we're going to hear from tonight. We had so many old school folks. If you're an OG listener of Raiders Fan Radio, you're going to really like tonight, because we've got so many great calls to get to. Great feedback for what Raider Nation's feeling out there. And so we can't wait to jump in. Jay Jackson is also in there. Appreciate Jay Jackson. Inebriation is in there, as I mentioned. It's our buddy Chuck. He's Chuck Splatterhead McCann. He's the lead singer of a band called Los Gatos Locos, if you don't know. And they are the undisputed kings of American psychobilly. Phenomenal band, so check them out. But let's go ahead and jump into it. This is episode number 332. And for those of you that are joining us live on the YouTubes, we appreciate you very much. You can find us on the video podcast, usually on Wednesday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com. youtube.com/RaidersFanRadio, or you could find us on the audio podcast, which our audio podcast numbers have been really rocking up lately. The old hockey stick, as the kids call it, doing awesome lately. So thank you to all of our audio listeners. And if you care to listen to the show audibly, yeah, you can then find us on any podcast service. We're on Apple, we're on YouTube Music, we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora, like anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find us. You can ask your internet connected device and it will also take you to Raiders Fan Radio. So we appreciate you, all of those of you that have jumped in tonight. All right. Also, we want to shout out and thank and give respect to our friends at Fansided and Just Blog Baby. For those of you that are new to the show, we are the official podcast for Raider Nation and for Just Blog Baby and for the Fansided folks. And we couldn't be more appreciative of their partnership because they generated advertising opportunities for us. And we take 100% of that money and give it away to our charity, which is the One Nation Foundation that gives to strictly Raiders-related charities, like the good folks at the Biletnikoff Foundation, like the good folks at Raider Dad, who we're going to see here coming up for the preseason game. We've given to Max Crosby. We've given to the Stabler XO Foundation. We've given to numerous Raiders-related charities. And we can't do that without our corporate partners like Fansided, like Bridgestone, like United Rentals, like McGriff Tire, like the Bussin' with the Boys folks. Like, there's corporate opportunities are amazing, and they help us generate a lot of money for the foundation. We're hoping to give the Biletnikoffs 20 grand this year. And so we thank them very much, but also thank you, because we don't get their attention at all without the support and the love that you give us here at Raiders Fan Radio. The monetary donations are amazing, and we raised $800 last week in the summer of swag. But even just a simple like, a thumbs up, a subscribe, a retweet, any of that kind of stuff, it helps us out so much, because it just uplifts the foundation. It's not about raising awareness for us or our show. It ain't about our numbers. It's about the numbers for the One Nation Foundation. That's what we're really dedicated to. So thanks to all of you that are in here tonight. We appreciate you very, very much. We love you guys. And all right, so we always take our, gosh, I'm fired up tonight. I'm talking fast. Can you hear me? I'm excited, man. It's OTAs. I know. Who gets excited for OTAs? Gosh, I do. It's fun. It's the underwear Olympics, but man, it's fun to watch. Okay. Or just to, you know, watch highlights and stuff. But still, man, it feels like football is getting close. And then we got 3 months of this downtime. We'll get there. Anyways, but tonight we want to hear from you, so I'm not going to go on any big rants. But I do want to definitely tie our episode number back to something that is significant within Raider Nation. That's our tradition around here. And so with Swag being gone, who usually does this, that responsibility lands on me. But I don't want to do it, because we have an assistant to the assistant general manager. His name is T-Hom, and he called in a 3:32 for us this week. So let's check out what T-Hom had to say.
Hey, Raider Nation, this is T-Hom, Swag Jeff's assistant to the assistant of episode numbers. Here each week on Raiders Fan Radio, Swag Jeff takes each episode number and matches it up with something significant in Raiders history. This week, for episode 332, I've got two for you. First, in 1984, on October 22nd, former first-round pick Mark Wilson threw for 332 yards and 5 touchdowns in a 44-37 win over the San Diego Chargers. But I've also got a special 332 for you. What did the first 332 offensive plays in Raiders history all have in common? They were all centered by the original Raider.
Oh, come on.
He played for 15 years with the Silver and Black and was the team's first inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1980. And that's none other than the legendary Jim Otto. Rest in peace to the late, great Jim Otto, who showed everyone what being a Raider was all about. On behalf of Raiders Fan Radio, Swag Jeff, and the One Nation Foundation, this has been T-Hom. Stay safe, Raider Nation, and be proud. We lost a great one, but the memories will live on.
Oh, my gosh, T-Hom. Excellent, excellent job, my man. That was fantastic. And we are going to have an official... Well, not an official tribute, but we're gonna get a little bit more into it. Jeff and I talked about it. For those of you that are audio podcast listeners, Jeff and I talked about it on, we call it RFR is tripping. It's where him and I are just like, because we work together sometimes. And so we're just out riding around in his truck. And so we record episodes of the show. And so, yeah, we talked a lot about Jim Otto, but we're going to get a little bit more into the weeds on his legacy and what he meant to the Raiders. And of course, to us as Raider fans here very shortly. But first, we're going to hit some contact info. I do want to remind you one last thing. So we have that foundation that I mentioned, the One Nation Foundation. It also benefits from merchandise sales. And look at this new shirt we just got. This thing is freaking awesome. It's the Minshew Mania shirt. So, you know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and get your Minshew Mania shirt and be like, you know, be like the little ass boy or the frickin' or like the Hulk and hook up the Minshew Mania shirt. That's one of Jeff's designs or one of his ideas. And our good friend Jimmy Zeebach put this thing together and it's awesome. And again, 100% of the money goes to the One Nation Foundation. Just look for it. I think it's RFR Live Swag on TeePublic. It's not that hard to find. Just search Raiders Fan Radio on TeePublic and you'll find us. But any of the shirts that you buy there, 100% of the money that we give to the foundation. So thank you to those of you that definitely support us in that way. And yeah, and go get that one. And there's some other good ones on there. I'll tell you what, here's another one I got right here. This one's cool too. This is the Godfather one. This was my idea. So we did the God. This, again, Jimmy Zeebach is the one that did it, but it's got the, for those of you on the audio podcast, it's got the Raiders in the Godfather font. And then on the hand that's it's holding the marionette, it's got Al's Super Bowl ring and his bracelet on there that's got his name on it, Al. So anyways, go check that stuff out at TeePublic. And thanks again for the way you support us there. All right, here we go. Contact information, and then let's get into some respect.
Woo! Hey, Raider Nation! You got your old Uncle Mosh here with an updated contact info. So sit up, zip up, shut up, and pay attention. You can call us at 909-345-3346, or as Murph would say,
909-345-3346.
How about emailing me? You want to email me? Email me at show@RaidersFanRadio.com. Or what about reaching out to us on some of that social media stuff Swaggy likes? Try Facebook at Raiders Fan Radio Podcast. The Twit at Twitter at Raiders Fan Radio. Insta something. Instagram at Raiders Fan Radio. The ticky ticky tocky tock. TikTok at Raiders Fan Radio. Or what about the Twitch? Some of you out there twitching. Anyway, Twitch at Raiders Fan Radio. Or if you don't like that, go to the YouTube. America, go to the YouTube. YouTube.com/Raiders Fan Radio. Oh my God, if that wasn't enough, go to your podcast provider and search Raiders Fan Radio. Holy crap, that was a lot.
Good. Wow, that's not hard for me to hit that one by myself. That's easy peasy there for a podcast selfie. So, hey, appreciate everybody that is in the chat room again tonight. Appreciate Paul. Thank you, Paul. Paul timed it out perfect. Paul is in the chat room. That's our good friend over in Shropshire, England, or as we call it, Mississippi, because it is west of Birmingham. Matt Hemmingson is in there. Hey, Murph, how do you feel about bringing the black stripe back on the pants? I feel like anything that brings back tradition is good. I don't like new innovative uniforms. I had a rant the other day, two or three shows ago, whenever it was, about, you know, because it always this time of year, all these like concepts come up and people want all black uniforms and all that stuff. I'm not about all that kind of stuff. I think that tradition matters, and I'll save you the rant again because I'm sure those of you listening heard it last time, or many of you did. If you didn't, I don't remember. But anyways, my point was that, you know, the Raiders uniform is the t-shirt, leather jacket, and jeans and boots of the world. Like, it's never going to go out of style. And when you start chasing trends, then you run out real quick. And, you know, you look at teams like the Titans or the Texans, or like, I mean, the Jets now, like the Falcons have been doing it. Like, once you start down that path of chasing, then you never stops. So I would never want the Raiders to do anything that's a departure from the classic uniform. It's already perfect, so why screw with it? And so anything that, like, if you want to bring back like the AFL logo on the helmet to like celebrate, or, you know, when we're playing against the Chiefs or something like that, and to bring back those types of alternates, the silver numbers with the black outline, that stuff I'm all about. But in terms of like big departures from the uniforms, no. So that's probably a way bigger answer than you wanted your question. But as long as it references something that happened in the past, I'm down with it. So yes. Jay Jackson says, stick with the original. Absolutely. Jordan Ford says, I want the old helmet. I that old AFL logo is badass. The one with the white. That thing is super cool. But appreciate everyone in there. Jay Jackson, Leo is in there. Jordan Ford is in there. Paul, as I mentioned, Matt is in there. Our buddy Chuck Splatterhead is in there. Raider 27 is in there. Wyoming Raider, what's up, buddy? Good to see you in there. So many of our good friends. Jack Kenna is in there. Tidal Raider is in there. Raider Paul is in there. So many of our good friends. We appreciate you so very, very much. All right, so here at the top of the show, and I'm not going to sing the song because that just sounds stupid when I'm by myself. But if here at the top of the show, we don't do props. We don't do shutouts. Nothing wrong with those things, but we're Italian. We like to give a little bit of respect.
Murph, Swaggy J, Nation, it's time for a little respect. You know, respect ain't bought, it ain't sold, it ain't demanded, it ain't negotiated, it's earned. And without blowing smoke or giving shameless plugs, we want to say salute and much respect to the following folks.
All right, appreciate, again, everybody that's in the chat room tonight. Jordan Ford says, the only time I remember them changing the jersey was in the early 2000s when it was a silver jersey and super ugly. I totally remember that, but I don't think they ever wore it in a game. But that was like the, like, because it's like the, I remember like the Titans had a red one, and like, and I don't think they ever wore that in a game, but like each team had like a secondary color as the main jersey color. So I do remember that. In fact, I remember that because I bought my kid, who's now 21 years old and in the Navy, but back then he was a kid, and I bought him a silver Randy Moss jersey. But I don't think that was in a game. Maybe I'm remembering Madden. I think so. I don't think they ever wore it in real life. All right, so respect here at the top of the show. First and foremost, that's Memorial Day weekend, so I want to give respect to all those that served and paid the ultimate sacrifice when it came to defending our freedoms and defending this country. And, you know, for those of you that are, you know, steeped in Al Davis lore and his, you know, his story, very much an incredibly proud American. And we never get there without those folks that were willing to put themselves in danger to make that sacrifice. And let's make sure we make that distinction this week. We always celebrate our veterans on Veterans Day. But for those on Memorial Day, well, when you're out there cooking out or on the lake or the golf course or whatever the heck it is you're doing, just remember that someone out there gave that ultimate, sacrifice for us to be able to live the life that we do. And so I just want to shout out and give respect to all the families out there that lost loved ones during service. And so our hearts are with you, and we love you, and we can't appreciate you enough. There's a lot of military folks around this Raider Nation, in Raider Nation period, but even in terms of our show, Jeff's brother is active in the service. My son is active in the service. Mojo is recently retired from the Navy. Our buddy Ramon is a Marine. My old man was a Marine. Like, I go on down the list, man. It's a long list of folks that, our buddy Josh in the 703, who you're going to hear from here in a minute. It's a long list of folks that either served prior or had family members do. And again, for those that we lost in active service, our hearts go out to you. So respect for that. And then a little lighter note, we're going to give respect to the boy Swaggo. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Swag. Happy birthday, man. My best friend and yours is turning 36 today. And you are a you know what you are, you mother. Anyways. That's our love language. Thanks, bro. We love you. Happy birthday. And enjoy the time. Just swag. In fact, you know what? I got something for you. How about this? Before we get to the tribute to Jim Otto, here's something from Swaggo.
Raider Nation. It's your boy Swag Jeff calling live from Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Just having a great time, man. Celebrating out here for my birthday, doing all that. But I heard it was a Sea of Fans OG show, all the big names calling in, so I wanted to just call and say much respect to all you guys. Love you guys. Can't wait to be back on for the Summer of Swag next week, where we are giving away another amazing signed jersey. I don't know if we've announced which one we've done or which one we're going to do, or if Murph has done that on this show, but whatever it is, it's going to be fire. I can't wait for it. I love you guys. Much respect. Raiders.
Attaboy, Swaggo. We appreciate you, my man. And again, happy birthday. Enjoy the Swag's got it. Enjoying the theme park, sucking down Duff beers while he walks around the park with his family. And shame on me. I was remiss. I didn't realize that Chuck Splatter McCann in the Army. I know his son, Charlie, was in the Navy. But man, that's awesome. And Jay Jackson was in the Army. And there was another one I saw in there. And I don't want to miss it. Let's see. Where was it there? There was one more that was an Army. Shoot. Oh, darn it. Jay Jackson. I got that one. Let's see. You know who you are. I apologize. But, Captain Jack or somebody else. You know what I mean? Matt Hemmingson says he is one as well, man. See, that's, I'm saying like, man, this stuff runs deep, man. And we can't appreciate, you all enough. But again, here on Memorial Day, we want to think about the ones that never had an opportunity to come home. So, all right, let's see. Let's go ahead and hit a break. And then we're going to hit a tribute to Jim Otto. Let's see. I've got a new one in here. Where's that one from Uncle Mosh? Yeah, here you go.
Raiders Fan Radio, where we take a lighter side journey into the dark side. Get a drink, light a smoke, turn off the TV, and saddle up for the most fun you will have without paying a subscription fee or waiting for Free Video Thursday with your three hosts, Murph, Swaggy J, and Michelle. What does that mean? Jeff told me to say.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's your boy, Will Compton. You're listening to Raiders Fan Radio with my boys, Murph, Swaggy Jeff, and Uncle Mosh. Tune in because they f***ing put out a banger podcast.
All right, as I mentioned earlier, we talked a lot about Jim Otto in the last show and his significance to the Raiders. I don't think it could ever be overstated that he could be the most important player in the history of the Raiders. And I don't mean that because there's a lot, and I know everyone's going to have maybe a different opinion or not, and it's none of them are wrong. Because you could say Stabler, you could say Charles Woodson, you could say, there's so many. Gene Upshaw, frankly. But Otto was the first, you know, and being the first draft pick and being the guy that set the tone for what it is to be a Raider. You know, we talk a lot about Al Davis building the mystique and what a brilliant mind he was. Like, Al Davis to me was like George Lucas or Paul McCartney, or you know what I mean? Like somebody that could like create an entire world and that we all love and enjoy. And like from here, like it's fascinating to me. And then to be a brilliant strategist and everything else that Al Davis was makes him a fascinating figure, but he never gets there if you don't have the players on the field. And the first guy that he drafts is nasty, is tough. You know, I'm going to play some audio bites here for you. You know, breaks his nose every game. Like, it's just insane what Jim Otto represented to the Raiders. And it sets the tone for literally the entirety of the organization and what we all love. The villain big and bold. You don't get to the villain big and bold without guys like Jim Otto, without guys like Ben Davidson, right? But they were the first. He was the very first. And so I don't think his impact to this team and this organization can be overstated. And then you couple that with after he retires, goes into the Hall of Fame in 1980, and then becomes this absolute stalwart to fans. Michelle and I got the opportunity to meet him in January. We went out to the game. That was very kind. The Raiders invited us to come out based on the work that you all have done with the One Nation Foundation. We were able to go to the game, and on the way back, he's in the Raider image, like in the airport. And so we had an opportunity to meet him for just very briefly, and then met Sally, his lovely wife, and much respect to her, and prayers go up to her and the entire Otto family. But the idea that like he was so entrenched in Raider culture until the day he passed away. And it's just, you can't overstate it. You can't overstate what an absolute legend this man is. And he was a center. You know, that's the other thing too, is that like we glorify our quarterbacks. Kenny Stabler is my all-time favorite player. You know, I love Kenny Stabler, you know, and when you look at like on defense, like some of my all-time favorites, like Nnamdi Asamoah, and like, you know what I mean? Like he was just so great. Charles Woodson, of course, you know, they were so great. Matt Millen, and I go on and on, but like, but they were more like glorified positions. You know, linemen kind of get lost in the shuffle, let alone a center. And so to have such an impactful career on and off the field, let's not ever understate what Jim Otto meant to the Raiders. 7 divisional titles. Of course, the AFL title in 1967. He goes to the Hall of Fame in 1980, as I mentioned. He's on the NFL All 100 team, which is a clip I'm going to play here for you because he was number 63 on that list. The all-time AFL team, 10-time All-Pro, 9-time AFL All-Star, 3-time Pro Bowler, and started the Raiders' first 223 games at center and never missed a goddamn game. That is bananas to me. So let's go ahead and check in. I've got some stuff for you. Before we get to the more tribute-y part in the NFL 100, when he joined that that group on the anniversary of the NFL's 100th year, I gotta play this for you because this is amazing. This is Otto, of course, featured player here, but John Facenda, the legendary John Facenda, the narrator of NFL films, the guy that the last NFL film that he narrated was Black Sunday, which I know everybody watching this show has seen a million times. So John Facenda narrating Jim Otto, going back to the AFL days, this is just freaking perfect.
One loss cannot alter the decades of greatness that have witnessed the Raider monumental climb to the top. One man who so symbolized Raider commitment to excellence is Jim Otto. Otto arrived in Oakland in 1960, the Raiders' first year, and started every game for 15 seasons. A keystone of so many outstanding Raider teams, Otto was a perennial giant among Raider giants, and twice won the Gorman Award as the player who best exemplified the pride and spirit of the Oakland Raider organization. Double O contributed much to the respect and national acclaim that came to these proud warriors in silver and black. Interior linemen often go unnoticed by the crowd, but Jim Otto won the recognition of his peers. On August 2nd, 1980, original Raider Jim Otto was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His will to win spanned 2 glorious decades. And as a new decade begins, this Raider commitment to excellence still burns fiercely as it has through these decades of destiny.
I love that, man. The decades of destiny. And like, you know, John Facenda's got one of those voices. It's like the voice of God, you know, man. And he's like Dennis Haysbert, our good friend. Man, so freaking cool, man. Just love hearing John narrate that about the legendary Jim Otto. I've got one more for you. So here he is going into the NFL's top 100 list at number 63. And this is narrated by, he's presented by Bill Berge. Bill Berge was a defensive lineman and that played during that same era. And this is really, really funny because him and Otto kind of had a little bit of a rivalry going on. And he touches on that. And he also touches on a story that that happened with an encounter with John Madden. And this is fantastic.
Making tackles all over the place. John Madden is screaming at Jim Otto, "Come on, get to him," for crying out loud. I looked up at Madden and I said, "Coach, he's not fast enough." The following year, we're playing out in Oakland. He hits me, undresses me, and I am absolutely out cold. And John Madden looks down at me and he says, "Well, Berge, is he fast enough now?" And I go, "Uh-huh." Double zeros, when you see double zeros, it's not good at all. You want to stay away as far as you can from the double zero man. This guy was awesome, a demon with a killer's instinct. Jim Otto had what I call the six-inch punch. Just before impact, he would be able to coil his body and really rip into you. Now, a middle linebacker, defensive players, we don't feel ouch, ooh, hurt, and pain. But let me tell you what, when Jim Otto hits you, guess what? It hurts.
I've never been afraid of anything. I could play against King Kong, I think, and we'd have a battle.
You know, I think the face mask was probably bent a little bit. He had kind of like a little hook in his nose.
My nose would be broken all year long. It would just get broken each game. I get pushed on one side of my face, then on the other side of my face.
He ran kind of funny. He had a little bit of a pot gut.
My number, 00, came from a nickname, and it was Ott.
And Mr. AFL 00 Jim Otto, the 9-year All-Pro center.
They called me Buckethead because I had a helmet size 8 1/8. I had a very large head. And then I was one of the older guys on the team, and they called me Pops.
Jim Otto was an original Raider at the center of it all. From 19 straight losses in the early 60s to Oakland's last-minute win in the Heidi Bowl. He was there for the Raiders' first ever Super Bowl. In 1972, he even caught a pass in a playoff game in Pittsburgh, although everyone remembers the game for another reception. In his second-to-last game, he snapped the ball for the famous Sea of Hands catch, the Raiders' most dramatic playoff win ever. By the time he was done, he had played in 308 straight games, the most in Raider history.
I've had 39 surgeries. I've had 28 knee surgeries. Both knees are artificial. I've had 8 artificial knees. We loved to play football. We beat the hell out of each other and had a great time doing it. At that particular time, I thought maybe I shouldn't have done it, but as soon as you heal up a little bit, you think, gosh, I'd do it again.
Oh my gosh, man. So many of you in the chat room are talking about how it gets emotional, man. It does. It's so wild. Like, you know, even when you do get a chance to meet folks like Jim Otto, they're typically brief encounters and, you know, they're kind and whatnot, but it's like, I swear, and maybe this is just me being a freaking crazy ass Raider fan, it's like losing family. Like, I remember when Stabler died. Like, I don't cry a lot about stuff. Like, I'm just not a crier. Nothing wrong if you are. Like, there's nothing wrong with crying. But I'm just not, like, super, you know, weepy about that kind of stuff. But, man, when these legends, you know, go on to Raider in peace, like, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, it just gets me on the field. So, I don't, but Jim Otto, man, cannot be overstated his importance to the legacy of the Raiders and the legacy of Raider Nation and his connection and his commitment to fans. Just a freaking awesome guy, man. We lost a legend. So, all right, let's go ahead and move on. Let's see. We're going to do, let's get to you guys here. I'm going to play a break and then, let's get into the Sea of Fans mailbag. Here.
Patrick Claybaum with NFL Network here. Hey, folks, I know 3 things you might like. Do you like football? Do you like the Las Vegas Raiders? Do you like listening to things? I'll add a 4th. Do you like swag? Well, here we got Swag Jeff, Murph, Uncle Mosh. This is Raiders Fan Radio.
Hey, Raider Nation. I just want to say hello. This is Pastor Mondo of NationMinistry.net. You're listening to Raider Fan Radio with Uncle Marsh and my brother, Murph. Just win, baby.
Hey, Swag Jeff is in there. Wish him a happy birthday. He said, what did I miss? Well, you missed us or me pontificating about your dang birthday. So anyways, my best friend and yours in there, Swag Jeff. Happy birthday, my bro. Love you so much. You even missed me cursing at you. But I didn't say all the words we normally curse at each other because that would get us canceled. Stacey Ruff is in there. Paul Edgerton is in there. Jack Kennett is in there. David Chappelle is in there. Big fan of your work. Chuck Splatterhead McCann is in there. Van City Raider is in there. Sorry about your Canucks, bub. Dave Chappelle is in there. I mentioned him. Mojo is in there. We're going to hear from Mojo in a little bit. Stacey Ruff is in there. Raider 27. Ron the Mater Raider. What's up, Ron? We're going to hear Ron in a minute also, man. This is great. This feels like an OG episode of Raiders Fan Radio. Raider Dad is in there. My Two Cents is in there. We appreciate you very, very much. I do want to hit one more thing on Jim Otto, and then we'll move on and get to the CF fans. There's been a lot of talk about retiring double zeros, and there's kind of been discussion around, and it's not been divisive, I don't think, but it's just been, you know, going back and forth. Even our buddy Scott Gilbranson mentioned it. It's like, well, you already can't wear double zero, so what's the, you know, there's no need to retire it. I think it would be a cool gesture. I think it would be a nice, since we know the Raiders don't retire numbers, right? But if it's a number you can't wear anyways, I think it would be a cool gesture for the Raiders to go ahead. Like, if you're gonna pick somebody, pick the guy that was the very first Raider ever. And like, literally, like he's not even day one. He's day 00 for anybody who's a comic book fan. Like, go ahead and hang a banner. Why not? Why not hang a double zero banner at Allegiant Stadium and give tribute? We know Mark has it on his heart already because he lit his dad's torch in Jim's name. Like, so we know that sentiment is there. So let's make it official. That's just my opinion. I'm just a fan, but I would first game this season, or even in a preseason game before one, has got to come the zeros. Do it in the last preseason game. We're going to be there, so that'd be really cool. But like, man, I'm totally down for the Raiders breaking tradition for that, man. In that sense, I think that it makes perfect sense for the Raiders to do that. All right. Okay, here we go. See a fan's mailbag. More of you and less of me is always a good thing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Fading, looking, looking, looking. He's under the gun. He's tied. He throws. It is.
All right, so our listener segment is called the Sea of Fans. This is where we hear from you, and normally we do your emails and your voicemails. I don't have your emails. Those are Michelle's. Those go to her, and so she will read those on Wednesday night. So, Paul, we will be back on Wednesday on the 29th, and so we will have your email then unless you want to send a new one. But anybody else that sent an email, we are going to get those absolutely read on Wednesday night on the main show. But for tonight, I've just got your voicemails, and it's probably a good thing anyways because there's so many good voicemails to get to, is that this would end up being a super long show. So let's go ahead and jump into these. If you ever want to participate in the show, you can call us at any time at 909-345-3346. That's 909-345-3346. Call us, leave a message. And if you leave a message three times and we play it on the show, you could become the next made man or made maiden, or If you email that the show an indefinite amount of times, you can become a made man or made maiden that way. I love it when we have new calls. I love it when we have old school calls. And tonight we have both. This is so fun. I can't wait. Just as the guy that's kind of, you know, been behind the scenes on this show since 2016, this was a blast for me to put this together. And normally show prep can be a little tedious, but not this week, man. This was a lot of fun. And so look forward to listening to these. So first off, let's welcome in our new friend of the show. He is Raider 27. And let's welcome in our new bud. This is his first call to the show.
Hi, this is Raider 27, Alan Bell.
Hey, Alan.
With the passing of Jim Otto, I just wanted to give a little bit of a tribute to him. He exemplified what a Raider should be, and I know it's heresy to even think about changing our uniform, but I think that Jim Otto's face should be on our medallion. He really deserves it. And he's earned it. So thanks, guys. And love your show. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Raider 27. All right, appreciate that. Jordan Forces is hard to hear him. Let me know if that's something, if the next couple calls or two, if it still remains hard to hear, that could be something, a setting on here that I need to mess with. But yeah. Great stuff there from Raider 27. Appreciate you, my man. Welcome to the family. And yeah, call two more times. He actually did call one more time later, but it doesn't count because you can't call twice for the same show. It's going to be three different messages. Then you can become the next made man, and we appreciate you so very, very much. All right, so I said this was OG. You can't get more OG than OG Jack Daniel. So let's check in with our good buddy Daniel.
Yeah, hey, Murph, Michelle, Swag Jeff. It's OG Jack Daniels, A Chronicle of the Black Hole. Calling, not going to clown around tonight. We lost a legend this week. The original Mr. Raider, Jim Otto. And I'm thinking, the Raiders don't retire jerseys.
Come on.
That's just, they never do that. They never have. But that jersey's been outlawed by the NFL, that 00.
Oh, my gosh. Great
for
minds.
Half a century. Maybe all the content creators should push. See if we can get Mark Davis to retire Jim Otto's number at Allegiant Stadium. He'll be the only Raider with a retired number, but that man deserves that honor. Anyway, guys, just a thought. Go Raiders.
Yeah, man. I'm with you. I hadn't even heard his call yet because I like to, on a night like tonight, I want to hear him fresh. I mean, I knew who it was clearly, but yeah. And so I think that's a sentiment a lot of us Raider fans have. So let's, you know, and there's the biggest Raider fan in the world is Mark Davis. So yeah, I'll bet you they're thinking about it. I bet you they're thinking about it. Somebody in there says, actually, thank you. First off, Jack Canna. Jack Canna, thank you for saying what I've saying and retiring 00. Nation keeps saying this until Mark hears the entire nation for the original Raider. Absolutely, man. A lot of people in there agreeing, yes, about the retirement of Jim Otto. And yeah, I mean, not like I have freaking like much power and influence, which is zero, actually, which is double zero. Huh? But I'm going to make a clip of some of this stuff tonight and put that out there on socials and whatever, and try to get it going. Somebody mentioned about content creators getting together. I apologize. I didn't see what, it's hard for me to keep up with the chat, especially when I'm just here by myself. But about content creators kind of like pushing the narrative of like, let's retire. I'm 100% behind that. And we'll definitely do that and do what we can. And I'll reach out to Scott Gilbranson and we'll try to get it. We'll try to get it some heat. We'll see if we can't even change old Scott's mind and get that going out there. All right, let's get into another call. Appreciate OG Jack Daniel so much. So again, speaking of folks that are in service, let's reach out and not reach out. Let's check in with our buddy down in Alabama. He is Josh in the 703.
What's up, fam? Man, that release schedule. Y'all see that video? Woo! Stand up, Raider Nation. I was ready to go. I was like, football, I'm coming. Oh, f***. Got like 3-4 months before shit starts. Hey. Happy hell. I look, man, I see this team as a 10-win team. Fellow Raider fam, you know, my old platoon sergeant. We're both sitting there going like, there's no way in hell we don't win at least 10 games this year and make it to the playoffs. That's what we see. I think that defense is going to be elite. I think Aiden O'Connell or Minshew, whoever, is going to just be asked to just, hey, don't give the game away. I think that's all that's going to be asked of them. And I think that as long as our defense holds and performs, that's what it's going to be. That you can't cover everybody. Oh, man, I'm f***ing excited. Just sucks that it's going to be. It's a long way away, but we got Memorial Weekend coming up. I hope everyone can take a moment and remember those of us that never made it back home. To those that say requiescat Captain Pache, I hope it's better on the other side for them. I think people forget what it costs to do this shit. And you know, they say freedom ain't free. So I'm going to end it like this. Man, fuck the rest. We the best. Salud.
Come on. Indeed, my friend. Indeed. And what an awesome message. And yeah, man, the schedule. So we did our schedule show last week. It was pretty interesting. Of course, I was the most pessimistic of the group, and which is funny because I'm the most optimistic when it comes to, you know, three of us are optimistic, but in terms of like the Raiders, like speaking of Gil Branson and Silver and Black today, he even brought it up on their last show that like you come to shows like this because we are optimistic. You know what I mean? Like, we are all about the Raiders. It's all about Silver and Black. We don't cover the rest of the league. And I have a Silver and Black heart that pumps Silver and Black blood. And so I'm in the bag for this stuff. And so, of course, I'm going to overshoot on things because I'm a delusional Raider fan. And I don't apologize for that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being a delusional Raider fan. And we're not trying to front and present like we're some freaking, you know, objective media over here. No, we're 100% subjective. Like, I am all about nothing but the Las Vegas Raiders. And while I do love the NFL and pay attention to the rest of the league, it's all about this. Like, this is the world. This is the world that we live in. And so, yeah, that said, even I was thinking like, okay, 11 on the top end. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Cause this week, man, we got a tough mid stretch of the season. That's going to be tough. The good news is that I read this, just today. There are 10 teams in the NFL this year. Wait, did I get that right? Shit. I don't know if I printed that. I think it's 10 teams. There are however many teams there is. There's a big chunk of teams that are playing 3 games within 10 days. And as soon as I saw that as the article headline, I thought, oh no, here we go. This is where the schedule got stacked up against us and we missed it. Nope. We're not one of those teams. So that's great news for us. Cause you know, typically when it comes to scheduling, we get the shaft on this stuff a lot of times, but not this time around, at least not on that point. So anyways, but our middle stretch is tough, but I still think we're an 11 win team. I don't think that's overly optimistic or unrealistic. You know, even Mo was saying that like, there are some games in there that are, you know, very winnable games, like the Falcons. Like, he's got the Falcons beating the Raiders, but that's a swing game. Like, that's a very winnable game for us, especially that it's at home. So I think 11 wins is definitely on the table. And I know other teams got better too, but we got, I think, disproportionately better. Now, the Chiefs, that's a whole nother story. But when it comes to the Broncos, when it comes to the Chargers, and when it comes to the other teams in the AFC, I think that we are on the short list of teams that, in terms of improvement, way more. Like, what are the Browns going to get? Deshaun Watson back? Like, he's still unproven at this point in his career. Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about the Titans? What, you start looking, I mentioned the Titans like three times tonight. We start looking around the league, like, did the Ravens get better? Yes. Adding Derrick Henry to that freaking offense is bananas, and they have already a great defense. So, but the Ravens are going to be, I think, one of the top teams in the AFC this year to contend with the Chiefs. But after them, like, I don't know how many teams are on the short list. The Texans? Texans had a pretty good offseason. Like, I'd say they're on that short list, and you could put them ahead of us. They were a playoff team and only got much better. So, you know what I mean? Like, but the list is, you have to sit here and kind of think about it, about teams in the AFC, like, who really got better? Did the Dolphins get any better? Did the Bills get any better? Nah, Bills got worse. Did the Bengals get better? Yes, because they got Joe Burrow back. So maybe add them in. But, I mean, we're in the top five of teams that got better in the AFC. So the idea that we could win 11 games, I think, is like, it's kind of a no-brainer to me. It's certainly going to be more than 6.5 where Vegas has us. All right, now I'm rambling again. Let's get back to you. Let's check in with, again, speaking of OG guys, I'm going to hold that story because I'm going to save that story for the fannies. Let's just check in with the Materator, the guy that is Ron the Wrench in there. He handles the chat room for us and does such an amazing job. So let's check in. Very early caller to Raiders Fan Radio. Let's check in with our buddy Ron in Alliance, Ohio.
What's up, guys? It's Ron. Hey, I just want to chime in here. I love absolutely everything that they did during this off season. I think they made a lot of smart moves. And I love the guys that we brought in via free agency and the draft. I'm really excited to hear guys like Mayer saying that they're happy to come to work now and stuff like that. A lot of positive vibes being infused into the building. So, I honestly am a little disappointed we didn't get a quarterback. But that being said, everything that they did do, just like you say, you're a fan of the Raiders that are, not the Raiders that aren't. If you look at the moves that they did and not the moves that they didn't, every move they made makes sense. Every move they made makes the team better. And, you know, if we take a step back, next year quarterback's likely cheaper to move up if we have to. Maybe something good happens with either Minshew or AOC4. So the roster got better. That's what you want. I really think Telesco did a great job. He didn't panic. Sat there and made some good picks and didn't overspend. So I'm really happy with where we're going. I'm really happy with the vibes that are coming out of the building. And that gives me a lot of hope for the future. So loving what's going on. Appreciate everything you guys do. Have a good day.
Hey. Appreciate you, Ron. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Great call from Ron, as always. Paul in the chat room there says, listening to our calm, chilled young quarterback on the rush with Max AOC 12 could shock quite a few people. I agree. And while I'm sitting here rocking a Minshew Mania t-shirt, which you can find at TeePublic, just look for RFR Live Swag. All the proceeds go to One Nation Foundation. Well, I'm rocking a Minshew shirt, and I think if I had to bet on it, if I had to bet my mortgage, I'd say that he's going to be the starter. But, man, we'll see what AOC looks like, AOC 12. We'll see what he looks like when it comes to training camp, when we start getting into pads and helmets and all that good stuff. I'm excited to see where this team is going to go. And I'm telling you, y'all, this at me, okay? Carter Bradley is going to be in the mix, not to start. I'm getting all crazy here. But Carter, ever since our resident quarterback, QB Jeff, turned us on to the idea of who this kid was, and you start going back and looking at his film, and I'm not a film guy, but I look at highlights and stuff, and you can, like, you see the ability of this kid. Man, he's going to be in the mix. I'm telling you, as a backup, not to start, but he's going to be in the mix. And I don't even know if he'd be a direct back. I mean, I'm just saying, we're going to be out there for, so the Raider Dad event is the third week, I don't know if it's third week, whatever it was. It's the last preseason game at Allegiant Stadium. And the Raider Dad event is out there. We gave the folks at Raider Dad $3,000 based on your generosity. Thank you so much. And so we're going to go get to see that money in action. We're going to get to see the kids and Josh Kamenite and the our buddy Jay from Jay's Gourmet and the amazing tailgate that they put on. And we're going to get to see all those funds in action. And then we're going to go watch the game against the Niners. And that's the last preseason game. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if Carter Bradley starts that game. And I can't wait to get a look at that guy in silver and black and see what he can do, see what he can be as a quarterback. And you watch, and maybe as a year or two unfolds, I think that we might have something there with that young man, but we'll see. All right. Next up, let's go back to our buddy Raider 27.
Hey, Murph, Swag, and Michelle, this is Raider 27. And your show was great last night. I just want to remind everybody, parts of the schedule look tough, but never forget, it's not who you play, it's when you play them. So you never know how the schedule's going to turn out. Anyway, I have high hopes. I'm really excited about the upcoming season, and I love you guys' show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Raider 27. Appreciate that call. Good one as always. Man, the chat room's going nuts in there. We appreciate you guys so very, very much. A lot of folks talking about road trips and about the road game. So we know we'll be at the game at the Biletnikoffs. We don't know when the Biletnikoff event is going to be, but whenever that is, we'll present our check to the Biletnikoffs on a Friday night and then go to the game on Sunday. And then we'll be at the preseason game. But then we're also doing the road a road game to Cincinnati. So for those of you that are in the Midwest, Ron, you better be there. As much as Ron has been a huge part of the show, we've never met face-to-face. I would love to meet Ron. Love to meet all of our good friends in the Midwest. We know there are a bunch of you that are Raiders fans. And so definitely come to Cincinnati. We're probably going to have, well, probably Saturday, but it could, who knows? We'll see where this goes. But I think we're going to do a big event with Scott in the Silver and Black today, folks, on Saturday night. I'd love to do a live broadcast. That's my, I think, and what Scott and I are really looking forward to is setting up a live broadcast, like a combination of both of our shows and posting up and doing a live show. So we're going to do that with those folks on Saturday. And then, of course, we'll have the game Sunday night. And then we want to have a big old tailgate the next day. If you're going to be tailgating in Cincinnati, let us know, because we might, you know, show up. but maybe even do some, who doesn't love a Raider tailgate, right? But we would love to, like, you know, record some stuff there and broadcast it and all that. We not like a full show, but because we can't keep all the equipment there, but we would certainly love to come and to do something from Cincinnati. And that could be a big game, man. That could be a huge game. I just talked about Joe Burrow coming back. That could be a huge one for us. So, all right, next up, let's check in with our buddy Rafa El Capitan. What's he up to?
Hello, what's up? El Capitan Rafucho here, Raf in the building. Hey, I was very pumped up about the Raiders catcher release. And boy, the first week, I was almost predicted, because at week one, we got Los Angeles Chargers. And some of the social media, they just call us trash. Remember the time we just won 63 points? So, yeah, how about that, Chargers fans? Because at first week, we are at the way of the SoFi Stadium, and the last week is going to be at home. I mean, how curious is it about that one? But I got to tell you, for this one, dream for the defense and the offense are going to work it out with the tight end, the wide receiver, the quarterback situation, and, of course, the flexibility about the schedule. I mean, we have a possibility to go to a playoff. So my prediction for the Raiders schedule is going to be 12 wins in 5 losses.
Come on.
Because no matter what happens, expect the unexpected. And I believe that Antonio Pierce could make a great performance. Because let's just forget about Josh McDaniels. Let's just forget about Dave Ziegler. Let's just forget about Jimmy Garoppolo. It's time to redemption. It's time to be aggressive. And, of course, it's time to sell it out. Because the autumn win is a Raider. So I just wanted to tell you, salute to the Raiders fan radio, Merv, Swag Jeff, Michelle, all the people right there in the chat and the panels. I just wanted to say, El Capitan Rafutri is here. So to not mess with the Raider Nation, because Raider Nation is worldwide, because we are the baddest MF team of the whole planet.
Come on.
Raiders. Salute, everybody, and have a good afternoon, have a good evening, have a good morning. Salute to you guys. Peace out.
Come on. Bringing some fire there, man. So for those of you that are new to the program, we award a Sizzler Award, which is our favorite email or phone caller of the night. That normally goes to Jeff. In his absence, it would go to somebody else, or it would go to me, but I don't like to pick. So I always turn it over to the chat room. So think about what calls. I was, I joke about putting my thumb on the scale, but like that was great, and they're all great. We love all of our callers. It's not a ranking. It's just about like highlighting, some great points. And I love that what he had to say about like sell it out and like don't think about, Ziegler and McDaniels and let's not get in the trenches about all that crap. Let's focus on the Raiders that are, not the Raiders that aren't. And the Raiders that are pretty goddamn good in terms of prospect and in terms of optimism and where this thing is going and the culture change. And I mean, if you're not excited right now as a Raider fan, I mean, no one's going to tell you how to be a fan. That's not my job, but I will tell you that I don't understand it, because this is not false optimism getting manufactured around here. We, the three of us that are here and on these microphones every week, are genuinely optimistic about what this Raider team can be. And I think it could be something significant this season. I'm not talking about running away with Super Bowls or anything like that, but I do think that we can make an impact on the league and then push the Chiefs. Doesn't mean we're going to win the division, but I think we can push the Chiefs, and I think we're good enough to win a playoff game. Take this team right now and put them in the first round of the playoffs in a wild card game. You don't think we can beat a weak division winner? Like, I don't know, the Falcons, right? What if we beat not the Falcons, because they're in the NFC. But you know what I'm saying? Like, think about like who would a weak division winner be? Like, I'm telling you, this team could make some noise. All right, next up, let's check in again. OG of OG. Let's check in with our buddy Mojo down in San Diego.
What's up, fellas? Miss Michelle, Made Men. Maidens, Raider Nation around the world. It's your boy Mojo from San Diego. Little birdie told me that Murph was doing a selfie podcast in the near future and figured I'd call and leave a little voicemail. Man, I've been tied up. We've been busy this off season. My family's making a cross country move after my wife and I's retirement from the service. It's taking a lot out of us, but we're catching back up. I'll be ready for Raiders football season. Want to talk about a couple things, Murph, that you could bring up on the show. Hopefully I don't get Google voiced. One, man, the culture, I can tell, I think everybody else can tell, that old school Raider culture seems to be getting reinforced by the current coaching staff. That can only be good. The defense looks incredible on paper. Hopefully no injuries and they really, live up to the hype this year. And then I do like our draft pick, and I like the fact that we could, have some two tight end sets and use Devontae to take off the top of a defense. It seems like they're building, they have a plan with the personnel that they brought on board this offseason, which is not something very typical of a Raiders offseason. Anyway, before I get cut off, man, Raider Nation, just win, baby. I'll see everybody in Tampa this year, and, go Raiders. Mojo out.
There he is. I love how he brought up Antonio Pierce bringing back that old school culture, man, because that's such an important thing. And I think that that's where a lot of times media misses that. And I know that it's important to us as fans, right? And I know that, like, you can represent the Raiders all you want, to the deepest degree, and it doesn't necessarily equate to success, except for maybe when it does. And I think that that's an important thing that Mojo brought up there, is that that does lead to success, because it inspires confidence, it inspires drive. And like, you got guys like Max Crosby, shout out Max with the rework contract. Like, I guess $98 million wasn't enough. The Raiders just like threw him another $6 million with his rework contract or whatever it was. But like, and much respect to him, man. Like, but that this whole idea that like that does drive victory, because when you inspire, when you push people past their limits of what they think that they can do, or it's It's infectious, man, and it does lead to wins. And no one knows this better than Mojo. Look, this ain't, look, I'm just a dopey podcaster in my bonus room. Mojo is a leader of men and women, and being a, you know, a lieutenant colonel in the Navy. Like, he knows what it is to lead. And so when he recognizes that Antonio Pierce is bringing leadership and culture to that organization, you know, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what institution you're in. It could be the military, it could be a church, it could be a workplace, or in this case, a football team that means something. It's a big freaking deal to have a positive driving culture and like a culture of success and pride and, you know, unified goals. And just, it's huge. And I don't think the analysts like stupid ass Mike effing Florio don't consider that stuff. All they look at is the X's and O's, and they look at how things look on paper and what the history denotes and all that. Now, we as Raider fans recognize it, that the history is going to change because we're reverting back to a different version of the Raiders, and that's a big, big freaking deal. So anyways, can't appreciate Mojo enough. All right, next up, let's get to another OG guy. Let's get to our buddy. I mentioned him at the top of the show, the lead singer of Los Gatos Locos, the undisputed kings of American psychobilly. If you've never seen Los Gatos Locos live, definitely take that opportunity to do that. I got to see him in Vegas a couple of years ago. Absolutely phenomenal show. These guys are freaking great. And but more importantly, Splatterhead is an absolute diehard. We're from the same neck of the woods in California, in the Bay Area. And so he's an absolute diehard Raider fan. And again, became part of this show a long, long time ago. And happy to call him a friend and love to hear it when he calls in. So let's check in with our good buddy, Charlie Splatterhead.
What's up, Raiders Fan Radio? Splatterhead here. I am stuck at Chicago O'Hare, but, you know, chilling in the United Club Lounge, as classy people like myself will do, drinking free cervezas and eating free food. I've been traveling a lot, so I haven't called. I drove through Fresno, and I went driving all over the place looking for a poop room and screaming for people named Justin, but I didn't get any response. So anyway, I'm looking forward to the season. I got all the high hopes and expectations that I do going into every season. I'm wearing my Raiders socks today at the airport so that when I have to go through security, you know, and take my hat off, everybody knows that I'm a Raiders fan. Anyway, I miss calling in. I miss you guys. Rock on. I'm going to get back to my high class living here in the United Lounge as my flight has been delayed for 4 hours. Let's see how many free cervezas they will give me. Actually, what I've learned is I can have two at this lounge, leave, and then, you know, roam around to another lounge. And I got all the scams. Anyway, take care. Peace.
Wow. Ah, that's amazing. Absolutely love it. And so so Chuck called back a second time.
Hey, wait, it's Splatterhead again. I got something really funny to share. Not Raiders related, but I just think it's awesome. As you know, my band is from Seattle. I live on the East Coast. How random is it that I come to Chicago O'Hare and run into my drummer? Anyway, that's all. Later.
That's awesome. Jordan Ford says, give him the sizzler for having to wait 4 hours. Yeah, absolutely. But man, that's a nice way to pass the time, though. Drinking free beer and eating free food. That's pretty cool. All right, we got one more to get to. And then that's all we got for tonight. But until we see you guys on Wednesday, we got one more to get to. He is our good buddy that joined us out. He's not only joined us here in Tennessee for games. He's joined us out in Vegas for the Raider Dad event. He is a good buddy of ours. He is Ty the Raider.
Yo, what's going on, Murph, Swag, and Michelle? Hope all is well. Go fucking Raiders. First, I want to say happy birthday to Swag. Congratulations on making it to 21, buddy. You can finally drink. I am proud of you. No more underage drinking. First, I want to say I will see you guys at the
Raider Dad event coming in August. Come hell or high water, I will be there. Be ready for this fantastic season. I'm going to keep it nice and tight. It is Friday. I hope everybody's going to get totally chocolatey wasted. So I want to give a special shout out to you guys, man. You guys are doing your thing. Next thing you guys know, I'm going to be calling you guys, and you guys have changed the number because you guys got too famous for us. It's all good. Nah, but no bullshit. I'm proud of you guys, man. All love and respect. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Man. And I'll see you guys in August. Out.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. It's funny because we call him Ty, but his name's Anthony. But we appreciate you so very, very much. That very kind words, and thank you, man. And, you know, listen, man, wherever this thing goes, and we're doing it all for the foundation, wherever this thing goes, I promise you, number one on the list will never be forgetting, you know, who propelled us. And it is listeners, and it is folks like you, and like it. And it's not about it's so weird. I mean, it's you're so kind with your words. But it ain't about us, and it's all about pushing the foundation. We really want to raise as much money as we possibly can for the One Nation Foundation. I really don't care if we ever get another subscriber, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that, like, if it means that that's as long if we had to take more money for the foundation to give away to Raiders related charities or popularity of this show, I could give a shit about popularity of this show. We want to really push what the One Nation Foundation is doing. And we cannot do that without amazing folks like you, Ty. We can't do it without the amazing folks that are in the chat room. I'm going to shout you out before we get out of your chat room. And while I'm shouting you out, think about who you want to name as the Sizzler. We've got Jordan Ford is in there. Raiders 7528 is in there. The Chuck is up to 6 hours on his delay is in there. Wyoming Raider is in there. Tider Raider is in there. Paul is in there. Vegas Raiders Pete is in there. Gladiator Raider. Ron the Mater Raider. Jack Kenna. Raider 27. Leo is in there. Jordan Ford. Raider Craig. Let's see. Michelle is in there. Shout out Michelle. We'll see you on Wednesday. We've got so many good folks in there tonight. And again, we cannot appreciate you enough. And thank you so very, very much. My Two Cents is in there. We appreciate that. Raider 27 says Rafa. Wyoming Raider says Mojo. Paul came in there with Rafa or Tida for the Sizzler. So far looks like Rafa's the guy. Keep them coming in here. My Two Cents says Raiders. While we're waiting for the votes to continually come in, I just tell you one last quick thing. We go live every Wednesday. Well, not every Wednesday, every other this time of year, but we will be here this coming Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. We cannot appreciate you guys enough for joining us live. We're going to get deep into a lot of the OTA stuff. I've got a ton of interview clips to play for you guys. We've got Raiders in pop culture. Michelle's going to have your emails. We've got a big show coming up for you on Wednesday. We got Summer of Swag. Oh my gosh, didn't even talk about the Summer of Swag, where we give away autographed items. And I think we're going to do an autographed Davante Adams. I know. We're going to do an autographed Davante Adams jersey this Wednesday on the show. So if you want to get a chance to win that autographed jersey, join us live on the YouTubes, or you can always donate directly to the One Nation Foundation at onenationfoundation.net. Go there. There's a donate button. And then 100% of that money comes to the foundation. There's no cut from Google, any of that stuff. And then just email us, email me or swag. Our emails are easy. It's Murph at RaidersFanRadio.com. It's swag at RaidersFanRadio.com. It's Michelle at RaidersFanRadio.com or show. That's SHOW. At RaidersFanRadio.com. Let us know how much you donated so that we can take your donation and figure that into the drawing for the night, and you can get in that way. So we thank you so very, very much, all of those of you that helped the One Nation Foundation. We love you guys. All right, looks like, just by scrolling through here, looks like Mojo's the guy. So let's give it up for Mojo, and congratulations on your Sizzler, bro.
I am the Sizzler.
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 Sizzler. We are Metallica, and we are here for your Oakland Raiders.
You know why we are here, and we ain't
From The Walking Dead to errant Jedi Knights, Raiders fans are a rogues gallery.
Oh, ho. Oh, hee ha. Oh, ho, ho.
Man, thank you guys so very, very much. I love, you know, when we have people turn out for a selfie, it's just so fun, man. Because again, more of you and less of us and me is a good thing. And so I hope you enjoyed the phone calls tonight. I had a really nice conversations going on in the chat room tonight. It's hard for me to keep up, but I always go back and read through them all. And I can't thank you all enough again for those of you that joined us live in the chat room. We will see you Wednesday night. So I guess I better hit this button so we can get on out of here. Man. Fired up. Cannot wait not only to of course to do the summer swag and all that stuff, but to talk about OTAs, talk about position battles. Like, it feels like finally football's back, man. So that's going to be really fun on Wednesday. Just to give you a little preview what we got coming up, we got the return of freaking the Fannies. That's our annual fan show. We had to skip it last year because we were in the middle of doing stuff at the fan cave and whatnot. But we're going to return to the Fannies. It's such a fun night. That's our, we award awards to the Raiders. We award awards to you. Lots of fun stuff going on in the Fannies. We invite everybody to dress up in their Raiders best, like wear your finest Raider gear and join us live for that night. So we look forward to doing that. If you're looking for us on the socials, you can find us on any social at RaidersFanRadio.com. I don't want to like search for things to say. So I'll just say that, like, man, I thank you guys. We love you so very, very much. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And go Raiders, man. Gosh, we got a lot to look forward to. The team's going to be better. We're going to win 11 games. And we're going to win a playoff game. Book it. Okay, that's all I got. Love you. Good night. No, the Fannies aren't next week, Mojo. Coming up in July. Always in July. G'day, YouTube. Adios, malingerers. And don't forget, what happened in Vegas started in Oakland. Goodbye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.